next 15 minutes will be about Centennial. Then Matt will be back on stage to share his passion about IoT again. And we will have another break before the final Q&A session. That's usually really good because you've got the opportunity to ask whatever question you like. And sometimes we've got the opportunity not to answer to those questions, but most of the time we try to answer to them. So Centennial is another great project. I really like it. I'm going to explain to you why, and we're going to review briefly how it works. So I think, yes, we heard you. Who is a Win32 developer application in the room? Meaning it could be MSC, could be whatever. Who is a .NET developer? WPF? Yes, some of you. So maybe you want to reuse some of your existing code without having to rewrite everything from scratch and still leveraging some of the cool stuff about the Windows stores. So the challenge you may have when you're writing, I would say, a classical desktop application, a Win32 application, it's really hard to make an installer and to clean everything when you will uninstall. This is part of the problem, you know, when people say, well, Windows, sometimes you need to reinstall everything from scratch. You have a clean machine and a faster machine. For several reasons, because you're going to put a lot of stuff in the registry. For the DLL problem, so at the beginning at Microsoft, when I started my career, I was a support engineer. So it was, I look young, but I'm very old, in fact. So I was doing COM stuff, VB6 stuff, and most of the problem we had when people were calling me was about registry problem. Or DLL, you know, COM component was installed and never worked because there was some problem. It was complex to maintain everything on the same machine. So we had some problem to distribute our software. And also today, maybe you'd like to call some APIs from the Universal Platform APIs of Windows. So here are the challenges. So what is Project Centennial to try to help you to handle the challenges? So first of all, the idea is to improve the Windows platform for all developers. So we're going to convert the desktop apps and to use the deployment technology we're using for the stores, which means that you will keep your current code running, code that could target Windows 10 or Windows 7, doesn't matter. And then you will be able to leverage, if you like to, some of the APIs, new APIs. And you could also add some new components over the time, and then you will be able to distribute your software on the Windows Store. I don't know if you remember the keynote, we were able to modify the Quake-free code source, which is quite old, to use some new in-app purchase code to possibly modify the code. So how does it work? So the first time, we're going to take your installer, could be an .exe, could be a .bat file, or whatever, and we're going to process it in a kind of container, like a Docker container, if you like to. We're going to do an abstraction of what's going on the machine, going to run the setup, analyze that, and we're going to create an apex for you. So the idea is then you will be able to deploy this apex on any kind of Windows 10 machine, and you'll be able to publish and distribute on the Windows Store. So today it's not yet available to publish on the Windows Store. It will be compatible and available later on. But the idea is really to take your existing code and be able to publish that on the Windows Store. And you won't have any constraints you may have in WinRT with WinRT APIs. You will still have full access to the system that you usually have with Win32 application. So let's have a look on converting an application. So we've got here the, you know, Media Player Classic. Maybe you know it if you like to have some videos on your machine. You could use VLC, Media Player Classic, whatever. So here we've got the installer. So we download it from the web. This is a classical installer. So normally you double-click that. And what's going on is going to modify a lot of things on your machine, like the registry and file system, stuff like that. So we're going to use it. And we're going to process it using the Centennial Desktop Converter tool. So just by running this specific script, so you will be able to write your own script based on what you'd like to do. So I'm going to run PowerShell on it, accept to do the changes. And what it's going to do is going to launch the silent installer version of the Media Player Classic. So it needs to be the silent version. Today, the tool is only supporting the silent installer, meaning if your tool need to, your setup needs to have the next finished version. Currently, it's not supported. It will be supported later on. But this means that if you got a silent version of your installer, you can grab, put that in the tool. It's going to pop up a container, so you won't do any modification to your machine. It's going to analyze every registry modification you got to do, any DLL stuff you want to put on the machine, and it's going to create an apex for you. So I've got a success here, apparently. So he has created a new folder over there. You can see that he has uncompressed all the files of the installer and also create an apex version of this tool. So now if I'm double-clicking on that, it creates an identity, a Windows application identity for me, as you can see. And now I can install it using the classical Apex experience on my machine. Obviously. I've done it 10 times. No, okay. So I've built it before, so let's run a previous version. Okay, maybe it's already installed. No. I don't know why it would work accidentally, but okay. This is annoying. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to reboot this machine and continue talking on the slide. But I will make it work. So normally what it's doing is then create an apex, and then it's going to like making a kind of container version, meaning that once it's done that, you can ask now yourself why it's not putting any mess on the system anymore. So the good point about store application, I don't know about you, but when I've got the opportunity to install a store application from my phone or from my Windows tablet or whatever, I tend to prefer installing it from the store because I know that it won't put any mess on my machine compared to something I'm going to download from the web. So you need to trust something on the web, and you know it's going to modify the system in a specific way you don't like. Rather than store application, like on iOS, on Windows, if you uninstall it, most normally shouldn't affect the performance of your device. So how does it work? So it uses the different redirection, so like a virtualization stuff. For the registry, for instance, your application doesn't know that it's now running inside a container. What is doing your application is a classic Win32 application going to do some, you know, classic registry write or read using APIs. What we're doing some redirection to the real final version using the container. Same for the file system. So it's completely transparent for your application. And I'm going to test it in the meantime. I will test just after that. So the first thing you can do then to improve your application is to directly call the universal API from your existing package. So let's think about Quake, or let's think about Media Player. Now what you could do is modifying your existing C++ or C# code, and now calling directly some of the new features, like lifestyling, Cortana, or whatever new cool feature we've got in the Windows 10 platforms. What you can do also, maybe you want to have a kind of parallel version of the code. You can still have the main code being executed inside a classic Windows app, inside this specific container. And maybe what you'd like to do is to start to build a new modern version of your application, like using the XAML stuff or whatever. So you can start writing the XAML version of the application that could be responsive, and it will discuss with your existing Win32 application through what we're calling app service. So it's kind of intermediate process that will enable you to use your existing code, communicate that with the new APIs, and you will be able to write a new modern UI, for instance, if you like to, that will communicate with your existing C++ code. So you won't have to rewrite everything. Just rewrite, for instance, the UI of the new stuff. So let's try to do all demos at the same time. So let's try first to install the Apex version. Please. Yeah. I'm not sure it's a good thing to applaud, but thank you. I'm then going to launch the application. And you see, this is exactly the same application you probably already using today. So not really no change for you in terms of UI, because it was exactly the installer. Now just the application syncs is running on the full system, but we're doing all the virtualization stuff not to avoid messing up your system. So it's really great. So for you, it's very simple to do. Now let's imagine you want to improve now the experience. What you could do is to modify the code, for instance, by creating a new component. So you've seen that in the web session, for instance. You could create a new component and consume it from your existing website. This is the same idea here. You've got a new component over there, which is a C++ component. What's going to do this component is going to take the image that Media Player is going to load based on the current album you're listening. So you know, it will be the cover of the album. So Media Player is already doing that. And we will put this specific method, C++ method, to be called to retrieve this image and to create the lifestyle for you. So this code is basically calling the WinRT and UWP APIs to create the different tiles. And that's it. So we've got this bunch of C++ code to improve the experience. So now let's test that. I'm going to open some music. And you see that the experience is still the same. I can fully access to the system. So we're taking free write music. It should play, so maybe you can listen some music. But beautiful moment, just to be quiet, and it will help the demo to be good. So I'm going to pause that, and what I'm going to do also, I'm going to search for the media player, so it should be over there. I'm going to pin that to start. And you see now I've got some lifestyling being used, even when I'm overing the application. So what we've managed to do just to improve a little bit the code by starting to integrating ourselves into the Windows 10 experience. And we know that just using some lifestyle could really attract more people to your application. We've got some telemetry, something like 20% people are more using application using lifestyling because it's more engaging for people that like the Windows 10 experience. So you see just a bunch of C++ code that you will integrate in your existing code using Centennial, and then you will start to progressively integrate the Windows 10 experience, and you'll be able to push that on the store, meaning that you could leverage the in-app purchase APIs like during the keynotes, and you could imagine a lot of different scenarios. So to conclude, this is already available for testing based on the current build you're using. So you should go on this specific URL, so ak.ms/converters, and you can try with your app. Not every application are currently working. We're still in the process of making change and bug fixing, but you see that there's a lot of different applications that start to work well, like Quake Free, so some line of business application, some media player stuff. So test your own application if you're interested. If it doesn't work, just some bugs and user voice, and ask us to fix that. And that's it. Thank you.